The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora, you're listening to Fresh FM. My name is Shannon and today I'm joined by the amazing Zoe Vera, who is an incredible artist. I feel so honoured to have stumbled across her and I can't stop listening to her music. Now Zoe, can you give our listeners a bit of an idea about what sort of music you create?
Hi Shannon, thank you for having me on. It's so special to be here. So I make really like emotive music, I suppose. I guess folk type writing style, that's really honest and transparent, with pop hooks in the composition and alternative indie kind of vibes.
And how did music come into your life, Zoe? Like, where did your journey to this begin?
Music's always been a huge part of my life. My dad was in a band when I was growing up and has always just been amazing with bringing music into our lives. But I really like learned my love for it. I guess when I was like a tween, like early teenager days. And I think that's when I realized like, oh, this is actually something I really want to do. And I started writing songs in my bedroom. But was always too scared to release them. So I started doing that a few years ago.
And you've released your debut EP, Live Harder. What was that like once you had released the first track of that into the universe?
It was so special, but it was also terrifying because this EP follows the journey of some pretty difficult things that I went through in my life. And being so open and honest and transparent is so important. And I've always felt really strongly about that it's important to share that with others, because you never know how that might help someone else. Because in the same way, when I listen to other music that's similar, like on some of my darkest nights, you know, it's always helped me and gotten me through some really tough times, and hopefully my music will give others that same opportunity. But at the same time, it's hard to release music that's so transparent, because if it doesn't land well, it feels maybe even more heartbreaking.
Well, it's so personal, isn't it? And you're being so vulnerable releasing this music. Like, your music is so heartfelt, and then stories that it tells, like, I think are so relatable and will be relatable to a lot of people. Yeah. And you've got two singles out and then one on its way, which is going to be released today.
Yeah.
Called Dizzying. Can you tell us a bit more about this specific single?
So Dizzying is probably the lightest in terms of emotionally heavy kind of music, I suppose, the lightest track on the EP. And it pretty much is about after going through a difficult breakup and other traumas, it's about letting someone into your life again and how exciting that can be, but also how terrifying that feeling is when you've had a history of bad relationships and things. So yeah, it's kind of like really wanting to explore love again, but being super scared of it at the same time, but inevitably doing it, because if you don't, you miss out.
Once again, a story that I'm sure so many people will hear and go, yep, I feel that. I definitely feel that.
Yeah.
And what does the rest of the year look like you in your musical journey? Have you got any other plans?
Yeah, so I'm working on getting some collaborations at the moment with other artists that release similar music, which is exciting. Like, I've never really worked with another artist before in terms of actually releasing music with another artist, so that's exciting. And I would almost like to do like an album, like start working on an album after this. But obviously those kind of projects take a couple of years, so I think I'll just release like singles in between then. Yeah, I'm definitely one of those people where like I have to be in a certain mood, or like have really like be feeling something very strongly for me to sit down and write a song about it. Otherwise, I end up writing songs that, you know, aren't that special. I don't think they're very good. I have already written a couple of songs that I'm like, yeah, cool, would like to release these. But I'm definitely not someone that can just sit down and be like, okay, we're going to write a song right now. Like, I really have to feel it. And I guess that's why my music is the way that it is, because it serves a purpose for me in terms of a cathartic release. So yeah, I never really know what my next songs will be like, because it's really a reflection of how my life is going. So yeah.
That's exciting. I just can't wait to hear more music from you. And a question I do love to ask is, if you were going to open for anyone in the world, and just to make it more difficult, dead or alive, so you had the opportunity. Okay. I know, it changes it, eh? It totally changes thing. Who would be your dream artist to headline for or to open for?
It's such a hard question because you threw in the if they're dead.
I know, right?
Honestly, I would love, 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 like if I'm thinking of right now, because I get obsessed with artists all the time and it changes all the time, but I never lose my love for people. But I guess someone that really inspires my music and in terms of like giving me the confidence to release like really emotional music, and I love the way that she composes as well, is Lizzie McAlpine. So I would say like if I could open for her, that would be so meaningful. But also like Noah Kahan, that would be really cool too. But yeah, I mean, the dead artist thing throws me off because I'm like, there are so many artists that, yeah, I've grown up with that would be just so cool. But yeah, if it was like right now, it would be probably Lizzie McAlpine.
That's awesome. I reckon you'll make it. I reckon it's only a matter of time and you will be opening for these artists. You're incredibly talented. I can't wait to watch your musical journey blossom. Now, for our listeners, what's the best way to follow your journey, Zoe? Where can we find you?
I am on pretty much every single major social media platform. My Instagram is Zoe Vera Music and my TikTok is the exact same username. Of course, my music's on the main platforms as well, like Spotify and Apple, but also anywhere that you listen to music, like SoundCloud, etc.
And we'll share you on our channels as well. Thank you so much for your time today. Congratulations on the release of Dizzying. That is Zoe Vera, who has released Dizzying today, an amazing, amazing single. You must check it out. Thank you again, Zoe.
Thank you so much.
You feel kinda nice. Don't take the light. Stuck at the stop sign. Caught by surprise. You haven't said goodbye. I'm aching to try. Gut wrenching pastime. What if you make me wanna stay? And you will lead me further. my tongue. You feel good on my tongue.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.